Is Zillow going to crash the housing market with these 7,000 houses that they have to sell at a loss? Yeah, let's talk about that.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 203. Damn, I've had lots of practice saying 100 something. Episode 203. Welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Brome. And today we're going to talk about some bullshit that apparently a lot of you guys like to talk about on social media. And it's getting ridiculous. Okay. So we're going to talk about Zillow crashing the housing market potentially. Is that going to happen? Woo. Yeah. I'll give you some interesting stats and perspective because some of you guys that are going on social trying to be the expert, trying to act like professionals, are making an absolute ass out of yourself and making yourself look like a total dipshit. Sorry, I didn't do that. You did that. So we're going to talk about what you're doing and how to stop it. Have you guys ever seen that YouTube clip? I'll have to find it. It's the lady goes to a psychiatrist and she's like, hey, you know, I have this fear of being buried alive in a box. And the guy's like, well, stop it or I'll bury you alive in a box. Yep. Anyways, funny shit. You'll have to see it if you haven't. Totally random. Anyways, welcome to the episode, guys. I want to thank you real quick for all the 5-star reviews. Everybody that shared the show on social, I appreciate you guys so much. The reason that I'm talking about this today is last week's episode on Zillow quitting iBuying and then what it means to you and how you should be communicating it and how it's an opportunity for you to educate consumers rather than dance on Zillow's grave like an idiot. The show went crazy. The show went absolutely nuts. I think we've had the biggest week of any episode ever. The most downloaded episode ever over the first 7 days. So and a lot of buzz on social media. So I'm like, well, shit, let's follow it up with more Zillow talk because you guys keep talking out of your ass. You keep talking out of your assholes about Zillow crashing the housing market. So let's just get into it. Zillow has 7,000 homes that they're going to sell. Okay. They're not going to sell them immediately. It's not like today they're all going on the market fire sale. Oh my God. That's not what's happening. They just have 7,000 homes that they happen to be underwater on, or most of them that they have to sell, that they're going to start the process of selling. Okay. And there's a lot of people that think they're going to crash the housing market or that they know something about the housing market that's about to crash. This is why I say you're talking out of your assholes, because 7,000 homes, let's say they sold them all this month, all of them. Okay. In Salt Lake County. Okay. Now this show is listened to by agents in the United States, in Canada. There's some in Mexico, in Europe. I think we have agents listening in Australia. God bless you in Australia. You're going through some serious shit. Anyhow, Salt Lake County, okay, which has like 1.5 million residents or 2 million residents or something like that. Salt Lake County alone in 1 month will sell 1,700 homes. 1,700. Okay. 8,400 homes have been sold in Salt Lake County in 2021 so far. Actually, that's up until June. So up until June of 2021, 8,400 homes. So more than Zillow even has in one county in this huge country that we have. Okay. So let's zoom out to the United States, shall we? I Googled how many homes are sold in the US each year. In 2020, there were 6.5 million homes sold in the US. And by the end of 2021, there's projected to be 7.1 million homes sold in the United States. So, guys, seriously, you think that 7,000 homes, no matter what they're priced at, are going to do anything to a housing market? Where does that even come from? What I believe is happening is someone said it, and then somebody else saw it and they're like, and regurgitated it. And they're like, oh yeah. And we just share shit these days that we don't really think much about. We don't think too critically about it. It's happening. It's one of the biggest problems in our society, if we're being honest, right? Let me adjust the mic real quick. Well, that's a problem, especially as professionals who should be viewed by consumers as knowledgeable, as experts. Experts meaning you have expertise in something. And if you, who this is what we do for a living, is we sell homes, we look at data, we look at market trends, at least you should be. You should be understanding some basic economics around real estate sales and the housing market. And if you've been in this industry for any period of time, you understand that. And look, I'm not some economist, but I understand some basic shit and some common sense. I saw something on Instagram that made me laugh that common sense is actually a curse, because if you have common sense, now you have to suffer through all those that don't have it. And so it's, anyways, this is one of those situations. So if you are out there commenting on social that this is just the tip of the iceberg, the housing market's about to crash, Zillow knows something that nobody else does. Now, Zillow does have a shitload of data, and they're not stupid people. They have a ton of data, and they're going to be getting even more data from selling these homes. But is that going to cause the markets to move? Give me a break. So, no, it's not going to crash the housing market. I mean, I guess we could end the episode there, but what fun is that? Let's continue making fun of the people that have been saying this shit. Not really. Okay, making fun, yes, but on a more serious note, we need to talk this through. Okay, there's a deeper problem here. You're a professional. You're a real estate professional, and you want people to hire you for your expertise, and then you don't even understand the basics, like the even common sense shit around housing markets or economies of scale. Like, what, 7 million homes will be sold in just the U.S. this year? And 7,000 homes, what is that? Less like 0.1% of homes is going to crash a market. If I was a seller and I heard you say some stuff like that, and I had a basic common, like just some common sense, I'd be like, I don't know if I'd really want them to handle the sale of my home if they don't even understand the economics of the industry they're in. I mean, I don't know what else to say about that. Should we just end the episode here? I don't know. And then there's all these conspiracy theories and blah, blah, blah about Zillow. Now, some interesting stuff that I don't think are conspiracy theories. I think it's just out of the box thinking, which is intelligent, usually. Zillow, they're not dumb. There are some extremely intelligent people at Zillow, extremely intelligent company as a whole because of all the data they have. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't operate like they're dumber than a box of rocks sometimes in certain situations with the agents they hire and then how they act and represent the company and blah, blah, blah. But that's true for any brand anywhere. Don't underestimate them. Okay. I'll wrap the episode up with this. Don't underestimate Zillow because of how much damn money they have behind them. Whether that's cash, whether that's financing, whether that's access to capital, all of the above, extremely talented people working there. And we only see what we see. Like, you don't think that they're already working on what's next or the next five things that are next. You know, we don't even understand that. So by selling all these homes, they're going to be getting a ton of data on, can they make money through mortgages? Can they make money through title? Can they make money through ancillary services beyond those? Can they make money selling seller leads to agents? Obviously, we know the answer is yes. So they have so many different ways to earn revenue that even if they took a loss on all of these, is it really a loss or is it just a short-term loss that leads to a much bigger long-term gain? Don't underestimate Zillow, okay? Not to mention, they are a brokerage. So if you're a realtor, other brokerages, you know, don't be saying a bunch of bullshit. If it's factual, well, then it's factual. If it's bullshit, then it's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is a chance once again, guys. I'll reiterate the message from last week because I think it's important. This is a chance for you to be the adult in the room, to be the professional. Speaking of professionals, I don't even have my light on. I'm recording this for YouTube. I don't even have my light on. I'm supposed to be a professional. You guys that have been listening for a while, you know that's not really the case. I just play one on TV or on YouTube in this case. Anyways, actually, I think this is probably better without the light on because, let's see, is this with a white shirt on, it'd probably look like I was glowing. Anyways, wow, lots of those squirrel moments today. The squirrel is back in episode 203. I need to get the squirrel pillow out because one of you guys sent me that squirrel pillow that's badass. It's buried back behind me somewhere. You guys have a chance now to be the professional, to be the adult in the room, and to educate consumers. And if you do that in a way that's poking fun of or belittling or insulting somebody else, people see through that because it's petty. All right. If you went to look at cars, if you went to the Porsche dealership or whatever, and you're like, hey, I'm trying to decide between this Porsche Cayenne or this Tesla Model X. And they're like, well, Teslas are really pieces of shit. I mean, you know, it's blah, 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 blah. The Teslas, they don't even have engines. Teslas don't this and they don't have this. And then you can't even hear them and blah, blah, blah. And they start talking all this shit. You're going to be like, yeah, that's pretty needy and weird. And it drives you towards the Tesla or at least away from the Porsche dealership or that salesperson. That's what you guys sound like. Sometimes those of you that are really like dancing all over Zillow's grave and calling them stupid and all this crap, they're not dumb. They made a educated business move. They probably didn't execute it the way that they should have. There's been a lot of really smart people that I look up to and respect that have said as much, that have said this was doomed from the beginning. It was easy to see it wouldn't work with the iBuying. I don't know about that. Maybe that's true. Maybe that's not. Probably is, but just because they didn't do something well and it didn't pay off for them doesn't mean that they're idiots. Here's the thing. They are out there taking major risks. They're risking billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. And they're willing to screw that up. They're willing to take the risk. They're willing to assume the risk that maybe they'll screw it up and fail, which in this case they did. And they had to lay off 25% of the company. Interesting. How many of you guys are unwilling to risk $100 or $1,000 investing into your own marketing, investing into your own education? Interesting. Probably didn't think I'd take it there today, did you? But I see it all the time. It's very easy to talk shit on somebody else for their mistakes. Oh, they're so dumb. While you are still in the same spot you were the last 3 years. Haven't really grown much. Interesting. You haven't had any big losses, but you haven't had any gains either. Interesting. So who's the idiot? I'm not necessarily saying you're an idiot, but it's not the one who's taking the risks. Maybe they took a dumb risk, but it doesn't mean that they are dumb. Okay. So if you guys are out there really just pissing all over Zillow and having your heyday because they failed publicly and, you know, spectacularly. At least that's the way it looks. We don't know what else is going on behind the scenes and what's going to come from it and all this. We don't know. But really look inside and say, you know what? Are you somebody that's just talking shit on others while you are afraid? You are unwilling to make investments in yourself and to take risks. I believe that by not taking any risks, by not investing in yourself, by not going to that mastermind, by not taking that course, hiring that coach, or, you know, running that ad campaign that you've been planning for 6 months, by not doing those things, you're dying. Okay? You're totally dying. If you're not growing, you're dying. You're standing still. I can't think of anything worse. There's so much opportunity and growth out there. And a lot of you guys are taking advantage and doing things and growing. And a lot of you guys aren't. A lot of you guys are still listening to this show. You're still broke. You're in the same freaking financial situation that you were 2 years ago. You're still looking for tactics. You're still looking for Dustin to hopefully give you a tip that you can go do and it's going to change your life. Maybe. Hopefully you've been listening to some of the mindset stuff and like my morning journaling and goal setting. Hopefully you've been listening to that. But I bet if you're in that situation and you're still hoping for some gold nugget, for some tactical thing, like tell me to run this ad worded this way and boom, I'm going to make $1 million net this year. You're doing it wrong. Okay, because you're probably looking for that while rolling your eyes when I talk about building the foundation inside your head. I know, and if you feel like I'm speaking to you, it's because I'm speaking to myself 5 years ago. I'm speaking to myself a few years ago, a couple of years ago. I know what that's like. When you believe that it's something out there that you need to bring in, when really it's something within that then makes things happen out there. Chew on that. Guys, every single one of you that's listening to the show, I want you to succeed. Every week that I do this show, I try to think, how can I break through to one of you guys? How can I get through to you and get you to move or do the thing or finally, you know, see yourself worthy of having the success of making that investment in yourself? And it's hard because everyone's different. Not everyone's like me. I only have my perspective. I only have my experiences. You know, it helps when I get messages from you guys and you tell me what's going on in your world and what's working and what isn't and what's happened. That's helpful because it helps my perspective to grow, but I don't know. Ultimately, you've got to figure it out for yourself, but hopefully by listening to the show, you're getting some tips to fix your brain. Some tips to really level up your thinking, because that's where it starts. That's where it starts. I could give you a magical Facebook ad worded perfectly. And a lot of you guys that are society members, you've used the ads, right? They just work. I can give you that ad and you could do it. And maybe you sell another home or two, but then that money somehow 6 months later, you're right back to where you are, because there's something broken inside your head. I don't know what it is, but you do. So you just have to be honest with yourself about what that could potentially be. So if you guys are listening, I really do wish the best for you, but it starts with self-reflection and also taking action on stuff that you feel is uncomfortable. All right. Quick shout out. You guys, everyone who's messaged me that has taken Follow-Up Boss up on that 30-day free trial, I laugh. I'm laughing because I told you, you know, Follow-Up Boss is used by all the fastest growing and the biggest teams and brokerages out there. That's not a coincidence. And it's funny when some of you guys are like, I was skeptical. I've heard about Follow-Up Boss, but they're expensive. Well, compared to what? Right? Expensive compared to what? Anyways, they're expensive. They're this, or Sally in the office said that they sucked, you know, but I tried them for 30 days and it's freaking amazing. And it's changed my business. And I talked with a few more clients because of the drip campaigns and the functionality and this and that. How cool is that? How cool is that? But you have to do the free trial first. You have to actually register for it, which doesn't take a credit card, because Follow-Up Boss is amazing. You have to do that. And then you have to use the CRM. You have to upload your information. You have to set up some drip campaigns. You have to run some traffic to it. You have to actually use the, you know, the task lists and everything. But those of you that have committed to that have been sending me some amazing messages about how you've grown as a result. So keep that up, guys. And if you are somebody that's looking for a tool to help you level up, there's not a lot of them out there. There's really not, but I firmly believe Follow-Up Boss is one of them. So go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss and get the 30-day free trial, not the 14-day. If you go to their website or somewhere else, you're going to get a 14-day trial. But because you're a Massive Agent listener, 30-day free trial, no credit card required. Just use that link and try it out. But You can't just set up an account and then think, okay, I set it up. You have to use it. That's on you. They'll give it to you. You've got to use it, and that's on you. So hopefully you guys do that, and hope to get a message from you that you're pissed you waited so long to take them up on that offer. So thanks to Follow Up Boss for providing that service to the industry. I think it's incredible. Guys, I'll wrap it up with this. Be careful with how you talk about Zillow to consumers, because they see their commercials. They see their Apple TV apps. They see their website, and they're like, Zillow looks pretty good. And you're telling me that they're idiots and they're stupid. You're going to lose credibility quickly. Don't do that. Just educate on how their Zestimate works. Make it very clear that it's a nice rough ballpark, maybe depending on the state you're in, but they can't see inside your house. So they don't know that you just spent $80,000 updating your basement and redid your kitchen and your bathrooms and put in all that fancy stuff you just put in. Insert fancy stuff here, whatever. They can't see that. A lot of people don't understand that. They know because it's common sense, but it's just not front of mind. So if you educate on how it works, then they're like, okay, well, how do I get an accurate home valuation? And you say, well, let me come take a look. I need to see inside so that I can compare it to other homes that have sold, including the insides. It's kind of important. So just be mature about the whole thing, but also stop with the Zillow's going to crash the market. Look, I don't know what's going to happen with the housing market long term. This inflation is not slowing down. It's only going to get worse because we're run by a bunch of dopes, not idiots. They're extremely intelligent. They're just doing things that look stupid. But when intelligent people do things that look stupid, you have to kind of wonder, is there something else going on there? Are they trying to do something else? Interesting. And because of that, inflation's not going to get better anytime soon. Maybe it slows down. I don't think so. So home prices are going to continue going through the freaking roof. I don't see it. Like, we don't have bad loans like we did back in 07, 08, 09. So I don't see a housing crash coming. A cooling off, meaning a less demand perhaps while still growing. Sure. There's some markets where that's already happened, but planning on a crash is not intelligent, especially something caused by Zillow selling 7,000 homes. All right. I think I beat that horse to death. So there we go. Appreciate you guys listening to episode 203. I'll be back next week. Make sure you get your Follow-Up Boss 30-day free trial, massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. And make sure you guys pay the fee. The fee for the show is give us a 5-star review over on Apple. If you would, please, you can go to massiveagentpodcast.com/review. And if you're an iPhone user or an Apple user, it takes you right there. Or you can just find it on your little purple podcasting app and leave us a 5-star review. Also share this episode or, you know, any of our episodes or the podcast in general on social media. Recommend it within a Facebook group. Tell your team leader about it. Share it within your office. Whatever you need to do, we appreciate it. And that's all we ask. So thank you guys. We'll be back next week. Go sell some homes. Have a great freaking weekend. Take care.